Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 210, 210. Okay, so we have been personalizing Psalm 91. So let's go ahead. Psalm 91, verse 10, personalize. Let's say it. There shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall me. Say it again. There shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall me. This is your story. Oh, one day write to me and give me your testimony of what God did through this podcast, what God has done for you, your testimony. Some of you write it out on the podcast. Say it and let the whole world know what God has done for you, because you were at the end of the tunnel. There was no light, it was dark, it was as if you were gone forever. But God has done it. See, it was done before you even believed. It was by Jesus' death, by his burial, and by his resurrection. Power changed hands. Something happened in the spirit realm. So I was telling you about Sennacherib, who was the aggressor against King Hezekiah. And we are, so 2 Kings chapter 19, that's what we've been looking at. But we box it up with Numbers 14:9, where Caleb and Joshua said, the enemy is bred for us. And here I was telling you about what happened to me, what I experienced in Guinea-Conakry. You see, my experience is not what we are zooming in on. We are zooming on the word, and the word brought this experience to me. The word is going to produce your experience for you. You see, we don't rely on the spirit, we rely on the word. So I said, the miracles broke out on the crusade grounds, and Bishop Dak could hardly preach. And it was not only that, but I take care of the morning crusades, which is in the mornings, when in the evenings Bishop Dak preaches to the people and they accept Christ, and he tells them to come in the morning so that I preach to them. So in the morning I preach to them, I teach them, and we have Holy Spirit baptism or infilling of the Holy Spirit, or whichever you put it, and people are filled with the Holy Spirit. There are miracles just like in the mornings by the grace of God. I've got a Godfather. I'm blessed with a Godfather. I mean, I by God's grace, through him, I preached, stood before over 500,000 people a night to speak. And so you can check me out on the web, or you can check me out Google, and you'll be able to see all these things. Okay, so here I was in Guinea-Conakry. I told you about my experience with the python in the taxi. If you've not heard, please go ahead and go to the previous episodes and you'll hear about what happened. Now, when I went in the mornings to preach, I have one crusade director, anytime he sees me, breaks out into laughter and say, that day, if I had not been there, the crowd would have crushed you. In fact, they would have torn my dress. What happened was that as I was preaching, there was so much outbreak of miracles too. So much so that I remember one particular man who was, I think, a foreigner in the country, a Lebanese or so, had brought a son, and the miracles that happened. The miracles were so much that the people began to follow me when I finished. They will not even, I was trying to sit in my car. We had to now bring the car close to the edge of the stage, so that when I say, close your eyes, now I dash into the car and run away. Hey, the people will not let me go. And they say, lonsion, I mean, anointing. They began to run after the car. People were putting their hands on the car and screaming, anointing, I want your anointing, lonsion. Hey, we had to beg them. The display of God, that is what I'm trying to come across. The display of God, the miracles. The miracle, as I'm preaching, manifestation of miracles. You see the person brought, we're all there, thousands of people. So they are bringing people on stretchers, bringing people in wheelchair, bringing people, and miracles breaking out. Somebody was lying on a street stretcher, getting up. Somebody was sitting in a wheelchair, getting up, running up. A confusion of miracles, that's the way I can put it. It was just too much. And this was the place where the devil was threatening me. So remember, anytime you see Satan threatening you, it's because he is afraid. He is afraid of you. He's afraid of what is going to happen. He can calculate and see that no. God is about to do something in your life. And that is why he comes against you. Fear not. The enemy is bred for you. There shall no evil befall you. Amen, amen, amen. You're blessed. Bye.